Stocks opened slightly higher following this morning's jobs report. It shows the pace of hiring eased slightly in December, while the unemployment rate held steady at 7.8%. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
Despite uncertainty about the fiscal cliff, employers added 155,000 jobs in December. The Labor Department says construction added 30,000, the most in 15 months. Much of that gain tied to rebuilding in the Northeast after Hurricane Sandy. Economist Hugh Johnson.
You can say these are good numbers. We did add 1.8 million jobs in the year. I suppose that's good news. But at the same time, when you compare it to other recoveries in the post-war period, it's not particularly strong.
The job gains for 2012 roughly equaled those seen in 2011. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points at 13,415. The Nasdaq Composite up 2 points at 3103. The S&P 500 up 5 at 1464. This is NPR. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez remains hospitalized in Cuba after complications following a fourth cancer surgery last month. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports the president's condition is raising questions over whether he'll be able to return to office.
The president is now suffering from respiratory deficiency, as Venezuela's Minister of Information put it in a statement. But there's little more information about the 58-year-old populist. Chavez hasn't been seen since his December 11th operation in Havana. Before leaving, he anointed a successor, his vice president, to take over should he die or become unable to resume as president. In October, Chavez won re-election, but with his delicate condition, many in Venezuela question whether he will be back home to be sworn in on Thursday. Opposition leaders have been calling for more information about Chavez's health, which has been a state secret. The government has shot back, accusing its opponents of psychological warfare. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
A 15-year-old Pakistani girl shot in the head by the Taliban for promoting girls' education has been released from a British hospital. Shaista Gohir of the Muslim Women's Network says the story of Malala Yousafzai is a valuable teaching tool for girls, no matter their faith or nationality.
She was speaking out for her rights in a context where she probably knew that she could be subjected to violence, and obviously her family supported her throughout, and she's an inspiration to women and girls across the world.
Malala will live with her family in the UK while she continues to receive treatment. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.